Now, you might remember earlier on in the programme, I played you some musical clips. I'll just remind you what they sounded like. Here's the first one again. And here was the other one. Well, can you tell the difference? There is one, I can assure you. And part of that difference is because one of those two tracks was mixed and put together by a human. The other was put together by a machine. It was a system or a platform put together by Dr. Josh Rice, who's the head of audio engineering at Queen Mary University of London. And he's been working on this system for some time. Josh, when we say producer in music and producing tracks like that, what do we actually mean?
Typically with any audio production task, there's lots of different sound sources coming in. And so the role of the producer is to combine those sources in such a way that it produces a nice clean blend of all of the sounds, while at the same time ensuring that everything can be heard and heard intelligibly. So what the producer does is record all of the content and mix it together, applying a variety of effects to adjust the levels and adjust the relative strengths of each of the frequencies and the loudness ranges of all of the sources.
And that's what you've done with those two sample tracks that we played just now.
Yeah, so it's a team of researchers working with me, and essentially they've developed a variety of different algorithms or software techniques that will listen to all of the incoming content and the interaction between all of these different sound sources and make judgment calls of how to apply the effects on each of them.
Now, the pieces I played you, you don't know which order I played them in. What order do you think I play them in? Which do you think was the human and which do you think was the machine?
Yeah, so I thought I knew and now I'm not so sure. I think it was the second one that was the machine and the first one the human.
Actually, you're the wrong way round. So your system must be really very good because it's even fooling you.
Oh, right. Yeah, that surprises me a bit. So, I mean, that's sort of the goal of our system, to do something sufficient quality that it can be used in situations where a mix can't be done or can't be done quick enough, or to provide very good presets for someone to enhance even further.
One thing that this system won't do, though, is to bring to the party the creativity, the spontaneity, and the thinking outside the box that a really very good producer would. This is a computer program, which means it follows rules.
That's exactly right. Although we have looked at ways in which those rules can continue to learn and adapt. But when we've evaluated the system, we've often found that different components will consistently yield a pretty good mix of the content, whereas the human might create an amazing mix, or one that some people love and some people hate. And so it's all these artistic and creative decisions that we're not doing, but we are able to deal with the technical aspects. And some of those technical aspects, because we can do all of this processing, we might be able to do even better than a human.
I mean, we were asking John this earlier with respect to how the traditionalists at Abbey Road are receiving the incursion of new technology into their domain. How is this going down with the pros? If you show a pro producer your platform, invite them to play with it, how do they react?
All right, yeah, John and I have had discussions about this before. So as an example, there was a write-up about this work in New Scientist a little while back, and in the online discussion forum about it, one well-known record producer, who of course I'm not going to mention, said a complete waste of time and money, and another one wrote, I can't believe you even thought this rubbish worth printing. So some producers do feel threatened by this, like happens with any disruptive innovation technology, but another one who's won several Grammys for his work said, am I in favor of a technology that might one day put me out of business? Yes, I am, as long as it's done well.
Josh, thank you very much. That's Dr. Josh Rice. He's from Queen Mary University of London.